Hey, what do you say? What do you know, everybody? Welcome to Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco. I am the voice of food for Savannah, Hilton Head Island, Beaufort, Bluffton, Ridgeland, Midway, Little Wissy, Statesboro, Metter, St. Simon's Island, and anywhere else in between. That's quite a haul. If there's good food anywhere around there and all over the South, really, we're eventually going to find it and hopefully share it with you so that you will eventually eat it and like it, right? We've got a full podcast to share with you this time around. We've got a special guest coming up. Executive Chef Sean Brock from Husk here in Savannah is going to be joining us in a little bit to share some big announcements coming out of Husk at 12 West Oglethorpe here in the heart of Savannah's historic district. They opened early in January 3rd, I think it was, when we got that snowstorm. They put it off for a couple of days, but they eventually got on track. So they are about 4 or 5 months in, I guess. January, February, March, April, May is kind of halfway through. So they are about 4 months into their run. They've got some news to share, and we'll get to that a little bit later on with Chef Sean, who's going to be nice enough to join us here. A couple of things I want to get to before we get on with the meat of this podcast. Huge. I mean, there aren't enough letters and capitalizations to define how huge thanks I want to give everybody who joined us for the Eat It and Like It Foodie Awards this past Sunday night at the DeSoto Hotel. No longer the DeSoto Hilton. The DeSoto Hotel, newly renovated DeSoto Hotel in the heart of downtown Savannah. It was, by all accounts, a perfect evening. We were out on the pool deck. We had about 230 to 40 people out there. The DJ was just fantastic. People were dancing. People were eating. People were drinking. People were taking pictures with the cathedral in the background. I mean, it was quintessential Savannah. It was great company. It was so much fun. And I've gotten so many comments. I got a few texts. I got emails. Thank you for a wonderful evening. The posts on social media. I mean, you know, I can go on and on for 20 minutes. We don't have that kind of time. But suffice to say, it was a magical evening for the winners, most importantly, in 31 categories. You can find all of them right now at eatitandlikeit.com. It was a magical evening for me personally, frankly, with Eat It and Like It and the 7-year buildup that we've been doing to get to this point. It's our best of, and we hand it out to Savannah and Hilton Head Island, and it's the only best of in the market, frankly, that isn't tied to advertising, because a lot of people can't say that. We can, and we will, every chance we get, and we award based on merit, and it's pretty darn cool to see someone who works so hard and gets up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to make coffee or to bake bread or to, you know, do billing or scheduling or all those things that go into 70, 80 hour work weeks when you want to run a restaurant. I'll leave their name out of it, but, had a winner tell me it was he and his wife's first date in 2 years. That's why we have it on a Sunday night, so that the people who work so hard to bring you your favorite meals can get out and enjoy themselves. So we'll have more on that on TV Sunday morning if you want to join us, 7:30 a.m. We'll go through a bunch of the winners, take you in their kitchens, as we do on Sunday mornings on Eat It and Like It. But it was a phenomenal evening, and so much so that we're already talking about how we can improve it for next year, which we absolutely will. Venue was amazing. It's springtime. We're coming up on summer in Savannah. Everybody heads out to the shore, to the beach. And I say the shore because we have Tybee Island here at in Savannah. But a lot of people get out of town and go to Hilton Head or St. Simon's or your beach of choice. I usually go down to the Destin area, the 30A region of the Florida Panhandle with my family every year. We absolutely love it down there. My wife is from that area. So it's not random. We go visit family and we spend some time on the prettiest beaches in America, frankly. The water is just perfect. The crowds, obviously, we're going around 4th of July, so it gets kind of sticky, but Where doesn't? What beach isn't crowded for the July in America, right? They all are. But yeah, a lot going on. Want to invite you all real quick to a food festival that that I have the honor of being an MC for. It's called Fish to Fork, and it's going to be held May 17th through the 20th at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation. Got a call back in March and said, hey, how would you like to be a part of the okay, where do I sign up? I mean, I attended as media a few years ago. It is, if you've never been to the Omni Amelia Island down there, it is spectacular. Arguably one of the prettier resorts between Jacksonville and Charleston, if not the most beautiful. So yeah, I'm going down there. I'm going to MC their main event. It's a culinary challenge on Saturday night. They call it dock to dish. They go out and they fish in the mornings, and then the chefs compete and they cook for you. It's pretty incredible. You can find out more at fishtoforkweekend.com, and hopefully some of our friends and followers here at Eden Like It will come down there and join us. They have room packages, and you can spend the night and all that stuff, but you could also come for the day. That is a haul. But yeah, it is a phenomenal event, and I am absolutely thrilled and honored to be a part of it. Mother's Day coming up. Everybody has their favorite spot to honor their mother. You know, the restaurants are all slammed. Be patient. Nobody woke up. Nobody's going to wake up Sunday morning and say, I can't wait to ruin your Mother's Day meal. There are a lot of people that need to pull in the right direction to make it perfect, and most of them do. Sometimes things go wrong. As long as you don't get a knucklehead, which I've said it a million times, there are knuckleheads in all walks of life. It should be a wonderful day. I think the weather's going to cooperate. So wherever you end up celebrating your Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day early on to all the moms. And hope wherever you end up sitting down, you end up eating it and liking it, right? So with all of that said, I got some other announcements, but I'm going to save that for another podcast down the road. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back for my chat with Sean Brock, executive chef at Husk, and the things that are going on there. You're listening to Shuck It. We'll be right back.
Have a question you'd like answered on the air? Email us now at tips@eatitandlikeit.com.
Welcome back to Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast. Joining me now by telephone is the one and only Sean Brock, executive chef at Husk and a lot of other places. How are you, sir?
Amazing. Never been better.
How many titles do you have these days?
I like to just keep it simple and just chef, cook.
The more titles you have, the more people come to you to solve their problems, right?
It's fewer responsibilities.
I hear you. So where are you now? I'm told you're up in Nashville right now.
Yep, I'm at Husk Nashville. A beautiful day here. Just been going through the gardens and enjoying all the nice, very fresh, nice, vibrant flavors we got coming out of the garden here right outside the restaurant.
In an ideal world, are you dividing your time equally, or is it just kind of feel who needs you to be in place?
Oh, man, I wish it were that easy as, you know, getting a calendar out and dividing up my time equally, but I basically go where I'm needed.
Gotcha.
You know, I'll hit each spot each month, but I'll spend the most time where, you know, where I'm needed, and that just keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, that's like I heard a former president say, nothing gets to me until it's an unsolvable problem, then they call me.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like
ups and downs, you know.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, the Beard Awards were handed out on Monday. You know, I know you're a past winner. Is that something that you guys that are in the trenches, if you're not nominated, do people pay attention to that? Are you guys keeping an eye on your friends and nominations and stuff?
I was glued to the phone watching it. Now it's so cool, you can watch it like it's the Grammys or something. And my friend texted me today to talk about how excited he was about Jeremiah winning and Rodney winning, and he said that he was so excited and was so distracted he was sending food to the wrong tables all night.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's funny. And then Fig also won for their wine program,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It was a big night.
That was very cool. So let's bring it back here to Savannah. It's been, I would think, a very busy first 4 months, huh?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, we came straight a month after opening Greenville, so we had already kind of worked through a lot of the kinks. So it was much easier than it would have been if it were just us walking in and opening a restaurant we'd never operated before, our new concept. And that's good because of the size and the addition of a raw bar. And just once you get into that world of shellfish and raw bar, it's a whole different world of just managing those things and tracking them down and storing them properly and handing them properly. That's the first raw bar I've ever been in charge of. It's been
really?
So much fun.
No
yeah,
kidding.
It's been so much fun.
Very cool. And
I ate an entire tower by myself the other day.
You ate one?
Oh yeah, an entire tower, which is meant for, you know, a few people.
Yeah. Oh my.
I couldn't. It was so good.
How long did it take you?
Well, I was in the middle of a photo shoot, so it was, you know, maybe took me about half an hour.
Lord, man. Okay. Well, I'm gonna see if I can put down one of those one of these days. That would be interesting.
Oh man, you should.
So, well, let me ask you about that raw bar. Being here, well, you got Charleston, which is on the coast. Is it easier or more fun to create a seafood tower like that here along the coast than it would be in Nashville?
Yeah, it's even different from Charleston. Charleston has a bigger restaurant scene, so the seafood purveyors are larger.
Right.
Which is more convenient, but what's been fun about Savannah is there aren't really any middlemen. You go straight to that person and you create, you know, and you connect immediately and start your relationship, in which provides, you know, a whole different realm of respect for the product.
Nice.
And that's what Husk is all about.
Nice. So the ramp up, the first 4 months, you started building your numbers. I was asking people, I'd see people on the street and, hey, how's it going? And everybody was telling me, yeah, we're a little bit more and a little bit more. The ramp up go about how you had hoped?
Yeah, and that's something that we do, knowing that there's, you know, that's leaving a lot of revenue behind.
Right.
And it's tough on the wait staff. They have bills to pay, you know, but for us, it's just, right. We found that easing in, there's less damage, you know.
Yeah, of course.
If you just jump in and try to do everything all at once. It's the idea of knowing what you're capable of,
yep,
and sticking to that.
Yep.
And that takes a lot of maturity and patience and wisdom.
Sure. But now you've gotten to the point where brunch has rolled out, I understand. And now
brunch is so much fun. It's so much fun.
Why is it so much fun?
So brunch, to me, it's always been my entire career. It's like chefs do not like working brunch. Because you're really tired from Friday night and Saturday night. You have very little sleep, very little time to prep in the morning, and then you just get your butt kicked. So I was like, all right. It's like you almost feel guilty scheduling people to work brunch.
Because right.
They just, you know, they just serve 300 people the night before.
Right.
So I was like, we got to make it fun. We got to make it like really, really, really fun for us,
right,
as well. And so I basically created a menu of like my favorite things, like the greatest hits. Like we sat down and I said, we have to make the ultimate brunch menu. Like it has to, you know, it has to just be a blast to come here. And
nice.
It's my favorite meal at Husk.
Nice.
All of them, brunch.
What name a couple of things that are on there. I know you're a big fan of Mexican food. Any influences that way on brunch menu?
Well, my two favorite things are this French toast that I came up with one morning. It was actually, I woke up and found out I'd become a finalist for Outstanding Chef, and it just came out of the blue. And to celebrate, I made the craziest French toast I could imagine, and it was just so good. It's peanut butter stuffed French toast crusted in cornflakes.
What?
And yeah, with some whiskey mixed in there. And then we just top it with whatever fresh fruit we have, and some whipped cream and more cornflakes. So good. So good.
So
that one I love.
Then you got to work that day and you told your friends, hey, you know what I made this morning? They looked at you like you were crazy.
Oh, yeah. We were all just cracking up. I'm like, no, you got to try it. And people just, it's one of those things that's like, it's just fun. It makes you laugh. And then my favorite thing that we do is inspired by the Waffle House and inspired by like those old fashioned diners and those counters. It's literally a tree stump with all these different components on it, from old fashioned sack sausage to soft scrambled eggs, preserved tomatoes, lightly grilled, fried apples the way my grandma would make them, a hash brown with a piece of American cheese melted on top.
Are you serious? You
know, oh yeah, so much fun. And it's just, I that's what I order. I get the French toast first, and then I eat that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
well,
so much
okay.
fun.
Okay, well, we will look forward to that. But now we've got also lunch rolling out, and that it is going to be pretty different than you were telling me months back that, you know, once you get to lunch, you want it to be different, correct?
Yeah, we're doing some neat stuff for lunch that we haven't done yet that I'm really excited about. We're kind of debuting this barbecue chicken sandwich that I created for the Husk cookbook. It started out as a very simple pit cooked chicken with white sauce barbecue sandwich, and then it morphed into this. So we pit cook and slow cook the whole chickens with the barbecue rub on them, and then we pull that and toss it with a white barbecue sauce, and that goes on the bun, and then we top that with fried chicken skins, and then a slaw made from sauerkraut instead of fresh cabbage. It's insane.
Chicken skins on a barbecue chicken sandwich with the what do they call that, Alabama redneck sauce or something like that?
Yeah, that's like a Mississippi comeback sauce. Yeah. Or Alabama white sauce. Yeah. So good.
Well, that's so that actually sounds like a nap waiting to happen once you're done. My goodness.
Yeah, we're doing a really cool grilled cheese where we actually grill it over a fire. We take pimento cheese, and then we take country ham, we put it through a meat grinder and make cracklings, and then we just cover the pimento cheese in cracklings, and then we put some pickled peppers or pickled green tomato, and then we compress that and kind of flatten it, and then we grill it over embers and grill it over coals, so you're actually like eating a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's bizarre.
And, yeah, it's
sounds
awesome.
So good. Oh my god. Well, then the final question with lunch. I told you you have it on your brunch menu, but months back I asked you about the burger. You said it was a work in progress, and when we got to lunch, we'd have it. Are you? I'm sure you're happy with it, or you wouldn't serve it. But how has this burger evolved from your others? Because I know they're all different, right?
This one is hands down the most insane burger I've ever eaten or made.
Really?
It's on a different level for me, who I've eaten a lot of burgers. But we sat down and we were like, all right, how can we improve upon this burger without changing its identity? It still has to be a Husk burger. It has to look like a Husk burger, feel like one, but just, you know, to challenge ourselves and push ourselves to be creative, we wanted to see if we could take it even further. And we did, and it's been so much fun. I made the first one I took the first bite and then just laughed for like 2 minutes straight. It was so good. we take the onions that would normally be shaved and then put on the burger before the cheese goes on so that they steam in between those two. That's what we do in Charleston and Nashville. And so I was like, well, that's really the only component left that could be altered without changing, you know, the whole identity of the Husburger. And so we were throwing ideas around, and my culinary director said, when I worked at McDonald's, and I was like, awesome.
Oh, here we go.
So with the onions at McDonald's are like freeze dried.
Right.
And then they pour hot water on them to reconstitute them.
Right.
So that you're not getting onions in and slicing them. And
right.
So I thought, wow, what if we took that idea and did it our way? So we slice really nice onions and we slowly dehydrate them above the fire. And so they take on, you know, the flavor of the the fire, and they become dehydrated.
Right.
Then instead of water, we use a garum that we make using the same meat that we use for the burgers. So it's beef garum, hydrated grilled onions. Okay. And then they get chopped up and they're just hidden in the burger. And so the rest of the burger is assembled the same way. And then right before the burger goes out, we have this beef garum, which is like liquid cheeseburger.
Right.
And we have it in a spray bottle. And we mist all the way around the outside of the burger with this like liquid cheeseburger. So the first bite you get, it's like shocking.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Who does that kind of stuff? I don't know. It's silly, but it's delicious.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is bizarre, but it does sound delicious. My goodness.
Oh, I can't wait for you to have one. Actually, I'm going to go make one right now.
Nice. So overall, your first few months here, few challenges here and there, but everything kind of, you're happy with where you are at this point. The market has responded well to you, I know. You pleased with all of that?
It's been so much fun. I've been so amazed at the support of the locals and how open-minded everyone is, and how adventurous all the local diners are. The fact that we get to serve whiting and celebrate it is, to me, it's a huge shift. I mean, it's like that fish is one of my favorites. It's plentiful. It's the fish we should be serving, but you just don't see it at fine dining restaurants. Because it's stereotyped, it's a cheap fish.
You right. know?
Well, that doesn't change the fact that it's insanely delicious.
Right.
And the first thing I noticed when I started doing the research is how much people loved whiting there. And once we started serving it, it was just amazing how many people thanked us. Like, thank you for serving whiting. It's our favorite, and you can't get it anywhere. You know, fine dining restaurant. So that's been a lot of fun.
Nice. Very good. Yeah. Well, I've heard, you know, 99.8%. It was amazing. And I went in early on, first 2 weeks I was in at the bar and had a bunch of nibbles, but I have yet to return for a full sit down meal. But I'll be doing that.
Yeah, come hang out with us.
I will do that. So very good. So we get started with lunch on the 9th or the 10th, I believe. Well, that's today. It's is it next week that lunch rolls out?
Yeah. I think it's like the 16th, I believe, or the 15th.
Gotcha. Very good. Well, we will beat the drum. Do you know when you're back down this way?
I'll be there around that time.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, if I'm walking by, I'll stick my head in and say hello.
Yeah, man, please do.
Very good. Well, thank you, Chef Sean Brock, for taking the time to chat with us, and we will see you down the road. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. There you have it, Chef Sean Brock joining us here on Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast. We are out of time. We're going to wrap this up and get going and hopefully start cranking these puppies out weekly. The only podcast about food in the area. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but at the end of the day, if you all enjoy it, then it makes it every bit worthwhile. So keep checking back. You can keep tabs on the food scene 24/7, obviously. EatItAndLikeIt.com. If you like the podcast, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or SoundCloud. And every time we post one, it'll automatically come into your smartphone device. How about that for technology? Thanks again for joining us. I am Jesse Blanco of Eat It and Like It, the voice of food for Savannah and Hilton Head Island. We will catch you later.
Baby, what's your name? Yo, see, I'm a regular here and I know most of this ragged band of thieves. But you're the sweetest thing ever to pass my eye in this place, I do believe. Maybe it's just a coincidence or just something I perceive. Even though you're laughing and hanging with your girls, your eyes keep passing back to me. Yo, move your body, girl. You wanna add a call, wanna talk like a...